Did you know that there are prominent astronomers who claim that Shakespeare's story or play Hamlet is about astronomy, a bit at least. They believe that Shakespeare, or we can put it like this, Shakespeare lived in a time when there was a conflict between two major branches of astronomy, namely Tycho Brahe from Denmark and this other guy, I forgot his name. And apparently, Shakespeare was on blah blah blah's side and somehow embedded such statements and messages into the story. Whatever is the case, that conflict is interesting because there was obviously a need of an updated working model of the cosmos, and then especially or cosmos and what was really going on there among the planets and stars up in the sky. Not Tycho Brahe, I come up with a hybrid solution between the Ptolemaean and the Copernicus heliocentric one. by continuing seeing everything rotating around Earth, while the inner planets, at least I don't remember now what all, if it was all rotating around the sun in this way, solving the mystery of the retrograde movement of the inner planets. Why did he do that? Well, Tycho Brahe was also, as astronomers often were back then, as far as I know, an astrologer. And as we know, astrology describes the cosmos in a observer-centric way. So it may be that it was not necessarily a debate about what actually rotates around what, but what working model to use when depicting the solar system and the world around us. After all, the old one had been around all over the world for thousands of years. So it's understandable, if that's the word, if Tycho Brahe and others probably wanted to find a solution where the old model could be retained while updating it with a heliocentric view, modernize, you could maybe say, again, simply because the old model was well working. Again, it was mainly used for navigation, calendars, and astrology.